Hi there, this is Susan Rosario with Faith Walk Stories, and today the Faith Walk Story spotlight thought is my broken heart. Yep, we have all been there, and if you've lived long enough to know how it feels to be in love or love someone or to be hurt by someone, betrayed by someone, then you can relate to this message today. So here it is really quick. I often start out with get over it in most of my messages. And so why should I stop now? So I'm saying to you right now, get over it. I don't want to sound so insensitive, but getting over it, and I'm going to help you do that through the Word of God, but getting over stuff, drama and trauma in your life is better for you and everybody else around you. Because if you don't take care of you, your mental health, your emotional health, and your life, who else is going to do it? So you have to take care of you. So you have to get over it, right? So I got a scripture here I hope will encourage you and make you feel special or important. Not just my words, but the words of the Bible right here, Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. And it says this before I move on. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go pray to me, and I will listen. Verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. So before I talk about this scripture, just the end, the tail end of verse 13 here, when you search for me with all of your heart. So whoever's trying to get over some drama and trauma in your life, when you go to God and you're seeking after him, because the Word of God tells us he has a future for you already, you just have to step in it, reclaim your power, get over some stuff and keep it moving, right? But you, when you search for him, you have to come with God with a pure heart. You have to really come after him and say, God, you know, I've done some wrong things in my life. I'm trying to get some things right again. Please show me the way. Send some people to me that are more spiritual and positive in my life that will mentor me and work with me and help me. You got to come to God like that. Because I always tell people, no matter what you see, no matter what you say or do, God can hear your thoughts and he knows exactly what's in your heart. He examines it. The scripture says, I test the heart and search the mind and reward those according to their ways. So don't ever forget that. You can't hide what's inside. All right? So again, Jeremiah 29, 11, 13, hopefully will encourage you today. Again, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Okay, got that out of the way. So here it is. For all the broken hearts out there, I want you to know you're not alone, first of all. And second, here's what you have to do, or here's what you have to say every single day to get past this. And if you do this, I know it'll help in some kind of way. Okay, and here it is. It goes like this. You ready? Lord, I might be broken, but I still have some fight left in me for you. I might be emotionally torn apart, but I'm learning. Yeah, I'm learning. I gotta love people and forgive people anyway. I'm here, Lord. I'm alive. I'm fighting off these thoughts I get in my head that tell me I'm too fat, I'm too short, I don't look good, I'm not pretty, no one loves me, no one cares. You see, people, because after all, those are not God thoughts, remember? 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, right? So telling yourself all these negative things, that's not somebody with a sound mind. So my point here is, if you don't have the spirit of peace and love and joy, those thoughts are not coming from God. They're coming from you. They're coming from those negative forces, the adversary, whatever you see it as, it's just not good and from God, okay? Also, you want to tell yourself, I am not a victim. I am victorious. I am a child of the Most High God. And that's got to speak for something, right? So let me move on here really quick. If you can confess these things to yourself when your heart is broken or shattered, if you can live on in spite of it all, and get over your broken heart, all the drama and the trauma that has occurred in your life, if you can get over it, God has something for you. Yeah. Again, Jeremiah 29:11-13, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope." So in God, you guys, you have future and you got hope. And I don't care how far to the bottom you go, always know that you have a future in Christ, and He will give you that hope and that power to fight through any negative thoughts, any negative situations that come about. Remember, get over it, okay? I don't want to sound insensitive, but at the end of the day, if you don't care for you, who is? You have to care enough about you to live and continue to love those people that love you, all right? So I got to go. Let me leave you with one more scripture. Psalms 47:3 goes like this. "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Says it all. Don't need to add nothing to that. He heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. So if you're broken and down and out, as I've been talking about for the last 5 minutes, you know where you can go. You can go to God, okay? Thank you for listening to Faith Walk Stories today. This is Susan Rosario. See you next time. Before I sign off, don't forget, as always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. See you next time.